KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And some Saturday high school wrestling action in the area. The Atlantic Team Duels held Saturday. Sioux City North won that meet with a 5-0 record. Bondurant Farrar was runner-up with a 4-1 mark. Atlantic also was 4-1 for third place. Riverside at 3-2. Carroll, Nottoway Valley, Denison, and Red Oak round out the rest of the field. Atlantic picked up wins over Riverside, Denison, Nottoway Valley, and Carroll in that Saturday meet. They lost one match to Sioux City North. Now, among the all-tournament team picks, Tanner Mertz of Red Oak was all-tournament at 106. Jacob Vogel of Riverside at 113. Jeff Sellers of Red Oak at 126. Also, Clay Harris of Riverside at 132. Atlantic had three all-tournament picks. Matt Williamson at 182. Tyler Stork at 195. And Tyler Christensen at 220 pounds. The Tri-Center Wrestling Invitational also held on Saturday, and those results, Harlan won the team title with 201 points. Tri-Center with 151.5 was runner-up. East Mills with 150 points was third. Woodbine, Kemper Catholic, Griswold, West Monona, Missouri Valley, Trainer, and Clarinda Academy round out the teams. Individually, the champions in each weight class include Will Beach of Harlan at 106, Chris Hopkins of Harlan at 113, Harlan's Brogan Kelly wins at 120. Alexander Schmitz of Kemper Catholic, the champ at 126. Jared Eyscheid of Kemper Catholic wins at 132. Tanner Potter of Griswold was the champ at 138 pounds. Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center wins the 145 title. Logan Moore of West Monona was the champ at 152. At 160, Josh Matusik of Woodbine. At 170, Adam Zacone of Harlan. At 182, Ben Wellman of Tri-Center. At 195, Cale Stork of Harlan. At 220, John Wallers of Missouri Valley. And Jordan Siebert of Harlan wins at 285 in that Saturday meet. Looking back at Saturday's high school boys basketball locally, it was Nottoway Valley defeating Cam 80-28. Grandview Park Baptist over Exira EHK 74-22. Blair, Nebraska beat Abraham Lincoln 53-48. Harlan over ADM 66-56. Kemper Catholic beating East Sac County 56-50. Woodward Granger beat Guthrie Center 47-39. Sterling, Nebraska edging Sydney 43-40. West Central Valley over Coon Rapids Bayard 61-42. West Monona beat Missouri Valley 83-60. In girls basketball on Saturday, Exira EHK defeated Grandview Park Baptist 49-33, Nottoway Valley over Cam 51-32, Clarinda beat Corning 45-33, Denison over Thomas Jefferson 60-13, East Sac County beat Kemper Catholic 59-51, Woodward Granger over Guthrie Center 49-25, Abraham Lincoln beat Blair, Nebraska 55-49, Panorama topping Earlham 65-36, Sterling, Nebraska beat Sydney 53-33, West Central Valley edging Coon Rapids Bayard 32-31. Now we have a girl-boy basketball doubleheader planned for you tonight here on KJAN, as Chris and I will be at Tri-Center High School tonight, as Tri-Center plays host to Atlantic in non-conference girl and boy basketball doubleheader play. Girls set to go first at about 6 o'clock. The boys at 7:30. We'll have both those games for you live tonight here on KJAN. You can catch them at AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com. You can also catch them live on your phone if you've downloaded the KJAN app, and why wouldn't you? You can pick that up both on your iPhone or on your Android by heading off to the iTunes Store or the Google Play Store, depending upon your format. Make sure you download that. You'll have us in your pocket all the time. Well, second-ranked Michigan outscored Iowa 17-6 to close out the opening half, and then they raced away to a 95-67 Big Ten victory Sunday in a game in Ann Arbor.
I told them we just needed to be tougher today. We weren't as tough as we needed to be. You can't go on the road, play the number two ranked team, and not be as tough for 40 minutes. We were tough for the first 20 or the first 15. We were tough at times in the second half. But it's having the mentality that we're going to stay after it until we get the decision.
Oh, that was head coach Fran McCaffrey. The game was tied at 29 with under 4 minutes to go in the first half, and that's when the Wolverines took control. Devin Marble led the Hawkeyes with 14 points. Freshman Anthony Clemens had a dozen with 7 assists as Iowa falls to 0-2 in the Big Ten and 11-4 overall.
They have so many weapons. You got Stauskas, Robinson, you got Hardaway, and then you got their low post guy, McGarry and Morgan, and then you got the main guy, Trey Burke. So, I mean, they got a lot of weapons on their team, on the court and off the court.
That's Clemens talking about how tough a team Michigan is to guard. Clemens says the Hawkeyes need to bounce back to get ready for Thursday's matchup with Michigan State. Glenn Robinson III had 20 points and 10 rebounds to lead Michigan, while the guard combination of Trey Burke and Tim Hardaway Jr. each finished with 19 points as the number two-ranked Wolverines improved to 15-0 on the season. Elsewhere in top 25 play yesterday, Kevin Young had 16 points, hitting four critical free throws down the stretch as sixth-ranked Kansas fended off pesky Temple 69-62. Brandon Trish scored 20 points and seventh-ranked Syracuse shook off a slow start to beat South Florida 55-44. Austin Hollins hit 5 3-pointers during an impressive 3-minute stretch in the second half, with finishing with 19 points to spark ninth-ranked Minnesota to a 69-51 win over Northwestern. Also, number 13 Florida won on the road, beating Yale 79-58. In the NBA yesterday, it was Oklahoma City over Toronto 104-92. Miami beat Washington 99-71. Charlotte in overtime, a 108-101 winner over Detroit. Memphis got by Phoenix 92-81. Denver beat the LA Lakers 112-105. The Houston Rockets have suspended first-round pick Royce White for refusing to provide services required by his contract. The 16th overall pick in last year's draft has spent most of the season on Houston's inactive list, while he and the team try to figure out how to handle his anxiety disorder and overall mental health. White refused his assignment to Houston's Developmental League affiliate last week. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Seattle Seahawks finally won a road playoff game by rallying for a 24-14 NFC wildcard victory over the Washington Redskins, who lost Robert Griffin III to another knee injury in the fourth quarter. Marshawn Lynch ran for 131 yards and a touchdown. Russell Wilson completed 15 of 26 passes for 187 yards, and he ran 8 times for 67 yards for the Seahawks, who broke an 8-game postseason losing streak away from home. It's Seattle's first road playoff triumph since 1983, when Chuck Knox coached the Seahawks. Lynch's 27-yard run with 7:08 left gave the Seahawks the lead. On Washington's next series, Griffin re-injured the right knee that he sprained about a month ago while trying to field a bad shotgun snap. Griffin's knee buckled badly, and the Seahawks recovered the fumble and kicked an insurance field goal. The Seahawks will try to continue their road winning ways when they take on the Falcons in Atlanta next Sunday. Well, the Baltimore Ravens did a little bit of everything to make sure Ray Lewis delays his retirement. Lewis, the heart and soul of the Ravens following 17 emotional seasons, will have at least one more playoff game. Lewis had a big afternoon as the Ravens beat the visiting Indianapolis Colts 24-9 in the AFC wildcard game. Lewis led Baltimore with 13 tackles, including 9 solos. The game was tied at 3 until Vontae Leach scored on a 2-yard run with 50 seconds left in the first half. Joe Flacco padded the Ravens' lead by hitting Dennis Pitta and Anquan Boldin for second-half touchdowns. Boldin set a franchise record with 145 receiving yards, including catches of 50 and 46 yards. The Ravens will next face the Broncos in Denver on Saturday. Well, next weekend's other games are Green Bay visiting San Francisco in an NFC divisional playoff on Saturday. Next Sunday, Houston will travel to Foxborough to take on the New England Patriots in the AFC. Well, the Buffalo Bills have a new head coach. A person familiar with the team's coaching search confirms that Syracuse coach Doug Marrone will replace Chan Gailey, who was fired last Monday after the Bills closed their second consecutive 6-10 season. The 48-year-old Marrone went 25-25 in 4 seasons at Syracuse and took the Orange to a bowl game this season. Marrone hadn't been a head coach before. He was hired by Syracuse. He has 7 years of NFL experience as an assistant with New Orleans and the New York Jets. Well, Chip Kelly wouldn't jump, so the Browns bailed. Oregon's visor-wearing coach isn't coming to Cleveland or the NFL. A person familiar with Cleveland's coaching search says the Browns passed on Kelly after he was indecisive about making the leap to the pros. The Browns nearly had a deal with Kelly 2 days ago, but according to a person who spoke to the Associated Press, they've moved on to other candidates. Oregon has gone 46-7 in the last 4 years and made four consecutive BCS bowl games, but may face NCAA sanctions as the school is being investigated for recruiting violations. The Philadelphia Eagles have also interviewed Kelly. Well, the Arizona Cardinals expect to speak in the coming week with Jay Gruden about their head coaching vacancy. He's the Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator, the younger brother of former Oakland and Tampa Bay head coach John Gruden. Ryan Applin threw for 213 yards and a touchdown, and leading Arkansas State past the Kent State Golden Flashes to win the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile. Arkansas State finished 10-3, winning its last eight games, while Kent State wound up 11-3 after its first bowl appearance in 40 years. Well, several Iowa State football players saw their college season come to an end in the New Year's Eve bowl game loss to Tulsa, but several are likely to continue their football careers at the next level. Defensive lineman Jake McDonough of Urbandale overcame injuries to play at ISU, and he's now looking forward to the next step.
I will be training from here on out, and then I'll have an internship to finish out my college career, and then I'll graduate in May, and then hopefully I can pursue my dream of the NFL.
Jake Knott had to watch the last part of his senior season from the sidelines after an injury, but he's happy the way it turned out overall.
First of all, I've just been lucky to be surrounded by the people that I have been, the coaching and all that, and to have, in you know, this day and age in college football, to have the same coach and head coach for 4 years straight is awesome. It says a lot about the program and where it's headed, but it definitely was an uphill battle for me since day one, and I just knew, you know, if I kept my head down, I worked hard, I did what I was told, it might work out at the end for me.
While Knott will now try to make it in the NFL, his brother is preparing to try and fill his spot on the Cyclone defense. It'll be a big hole in the defense to fill, as Knott's running mate at linebacker A.J. Klein is also graduating and expected to be an NFL prospect. Well, it's a dream matchup tonight for the BCS championship when top-ranked and undefeated Notre Dame takes on once-beaten and number two-ranked Alabama for the championship. Alabama's going for its third national championship in 4 years and trying to become the first school to win back-to-back BCS titles. A key to tonight's BCS championship? Well, one might be the performance of Notre Dame's running backs. Notre Dame tailbacks Theo Riddick and Sierre Wood showed how interchangeable they are in the final two games of the regular season for the Fighting Irish. In Game 11 against Wake Forest, Wood ran for 150 yards, while Riddick had 20. In game number 12 against USC, it was Riddick running for 146 yards and Wood for 20. That's been the theme for the Irish this season. Two running backs and sometimes three are better than one. That approach has served Notre Dame pretty much since training camp, and the top-ranked Irish are hoping it holds true tonight against Alabama. Well, there will be an NHL season. The league and the Players Association agreed on a tentative pact to end a 113-day lockout and begin an abbreviated season later this month. The 10-year deal was forged after a 16-hour marathon session led by federal mediator Scott Beckenbaugh, who managed to get the sides back to the bargaining table after negotiations soured last week. The collective bargaining agreement has to be ratified by a majority of the league's 30 owners and the union's membership. The players' share of hockey-related income will drop from 57% to a 50-50 split. The salary cap for the upcoming season will be $70.2 million and will then go down to $64.3 million in the 2013-14 season. All clubs have to have a minimum payroll of $44 million. Free agent contracts will be limited to a maximum length of 7 years, although teams can re-sign their own players to 8-year packages. There are also provisions preventing contracts to be severely front-loaded or back-loaded. Either side can opt out of the 10-year CBA after 8 years. All schedule issues, including the length of the season, will still need to be worked out. The National Hockey League has models for both 50 and 48 game seasons. That's Check Sports This Hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.